Renata wanted to show me one more thing, that the position of the assemblage point is everything, and that the world it makes us perceive is so real that it does not leave room for anything except realness. Genaro will let his assemblage point assemble another world just for your benefit, Don Juan said to me. And then you'll realize that as he perceives it, the force of his perception will leave room for nothing else. Genaro walked ahead of us, and Don Juan ordered me to roll my eyes in a counterclockwise direction while I looked at Genaro to avoid being dragged with him. I obeyed him. Genaro was 5 or 6 feet away from me. Suddenly, his shape became diffuse, and in one instant, he was gone, like a puff of air. I thought of the science fiction movies I had seen, and wondered whether we are subliminally aware of our possibilities. Genaro is separated from us at this moment by the force of perception, Don Juan said quietly. When the assemblage point assembles a world, that world is total. This is the marvel that the old seers stumbled upon and never realized what it was. The awareness of the earth can give us a boost to align other great bands of emanations, and the force of that new alignment makes the world vanish. Every time the old seers made a new alignment, they believed they had descended to the depths below or ascended to the heavens above. They never knew that the world disappears like a puff of air when a new total alignment makes us perceive another total world. Chapter 14. The Rolling Force. Don Juan was about to start his explanation of the mastery of awareness, but he changed his mind and stood up. We had been sitting in the big room, observing a moment of quiet. I want you to try seeing the eagle's emanations, he said. For that you must first move your assemblage point until you see the cocoon of man. We walked from the house to the center of town. We sat down on an empty, worn park bench in front of the church. It was early afternoon, a sunny, windy day with lots of people milling around. He repeated, as if he were trying to drill it into me, that alignment is a unique force because it either helps the assemblage point shift or it keeps it glued to its customary position. The aspect of alignment that keeps the point stationary, he said, is will, and the aspect that makes it shift is intent. He remarked that one of the most haunting mysteries is how will, the impersonal force of alignment, changes into intent, the personalized force, which is at the service of each individual. The strangest part of this mystery is that the change is so easy to accomplish, he went on. But what is not so easy is to convince ourselves that it is possible. There, right there, is our safety catch. We have to be convinced, and none of us wants to be. He told me then that I was in my keenest state of awareness, and that it was possible for me to intend my assemblage point to shift deeper into my left side, to a dreaming position. He said that warriors should never attempt seeing unless they are aided by dreaming. I argued that to fall asleep in public was not one of my fortes. He clarified his statement, saying that to move the assemblage point away from its natural setting and to keep it fixed at a new location is to be asleep. With practice, seers learn to be asleep and yet behave as if nothing is happening to them. After a moment's pause, he added that for purposes of seeing the cocoon of man, one has to gaze at people from behind as they walk away. It's useless to gaze at people face to face, because the front of the egg-like cocoon of man has a protective shield, which seers call the front plate. It is an almost impregnable, unyielding shield that protects us throughout our lives against the onslaught of a peculiar force that stems from the emanations themselves. He also told me not to be surprised if my body was stiff, as though it were frozen. He said that I was going to feel very much like someone standing in the middle of a room looking at the street through a window, and that speed was of the essence, as people were going to move extremely fast by my seeing window. He told me then to relax my muscles, shut off my internal dialogue, and let my assemblage point drift away under the spell of inner silence. He urged me to smack myself, gently but firmly, on my right side, between my hip bone and my rib cage. I did that 3 times, and I was sound asleep. It was a most peculiar state of sleep. My body was dormant, but I was perfectly aware of everything that was taking place. I could hear Don Juan talking to me, and I could follow every one of his statements as if I were awake, yet I could not move my body at all. Don Juan said that a man was going to walk by my seeing window and that I should try to see him. I unsuccessfully attempted to move my head, and then a shiny egg-like shape appeared. It was resplendent. I was awed by the sight, and before I could recover from my surprise, it was gone. It floated away, bobbing up and down. Everything had been so sudden and fast that it made me feel frustrated and impatient. I felt that I was beginning to wake up. Don Juan talked to me again and urged me to relax. He said that I had no right and no time to be impatient. Suddenly, another luminous being appeared and moved away. It seemed to be made of a white fluorescent shag. Don Juan whispered in my ear that if I wanted to, my eyes were capable of slowing down everything they focused on. Then he warned me that another man was coming. I realized at that instant that there were 2 voices. The one I had just heard was the same one that had admonished me to be patient. That was Don Juan's. The other, the one that told me to use my eyes to slow down movement, was the voice of seeing. That afternoon, I saw 10 luminous beings in slow motion. The voice of seeing guided me to witness in them everything Don Juan had told me about the glow of awareness. There was a vertical band with a stronger amber glow on the right side of those egg-like luminous creatures, perhaps 1/10 of the total volume of the cocoon. The voice said that that was man's band of awareness. The voice pointed out a dot on man's band, a dot with an intense shine. It was high on the oblong shapes, almost on the crest of them, on the surface of the cocoon. The voice said that it was the assemblage point. When I saw each luminous creature in profile from the point of view of its body, its egg-like shape was like a gigantic asymmetrical yo-yo that was standing